Sound effect?
You know, I have a really good one for when a fighter wins. I don't have a good start the fight. Let's get ready to rumble.
I'm Hunter Pence, and you're listening to the Misplay Podcast. Oh, yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Misplay, where we use up our armies on a territory that doesn't matter in 8-Minute Empire. My name is Mark.
My name is Jason. Where are we?
Well, it's been a big month.
Very big. Wait, it's a new month.
February was a big month.
February was a big month.
A lot of it revolved around the opportunity we had to learn from and follow Linus Games and its founder, Leonie, as Biome went to Kickstarter. But before that, we had talked about it was time to build our games. So today, I have Autobattler for you.
Yes.
Alpha build, -0.1. He's thinking.
I got lost in the math.
It's a really early build, right?
Yeah.
Maybe alpha build?
Pre-alpha.
Pre-alpha. I like that. So Autobattler is now named MMA Gauntlet. So an Autobattler is this digital format game where you assemble a board by selecting units or characters, and you add them to your team, and then your team goes and fights another team in a predetermined randomized way, and then you go back and you kind of repeat the cycle of adding pieces to your team and fighting other teams. And eventually you have some metric for how you win. In the game we played, Storybook Brawl, it was you lose all your health. And that was how you were eliminated, and the last person standing wins. So I was like, well, how I wanted to make a game that was just mechanic forward, where I didn't really think about how the game feels or the flavor of the game. Though I am really proud of my pictures.
I am too.
I cheated a little bit. They're stock images from a software I have.
Okay.
But the basic concepts then will be, we're going to build a board by adding characters to our team. We're going to have a predetermined order in which those units fight. And the thing that I forgot is you get like options to buy extra ways that aren't characters that tend to affect the way that the fight goes. So I have a little stack of how we're going to do those too. That's kind of the long and short of it. And we're going to get to do a little bit of drafting, which I know you like. So hopefully I'll get high marks on the drafting component from you.
For those of you who are just jumping in, we're picking up from where we were two shows ago, where Mark and I had ideas for games, and we both pitched two concepts. His was the Autobattler, mine was a supermarket game. And for the next two shows, we're going to be going through those games. And today is just Mark's game. We're going to be going through a playtest of it. I have not played the game yet. This will be my first time playing the game. Before we begin, though, this week's episode is brought to you by Paragon Games. Embark on a thrilling journey with Trade and Triumph. In this strategic resource management card-driven game, you will need to navigate ancient trade routes, outwit rivals, and amass fortune through trade and influence. Join the adventure and transform your trading empire into a legacy of triumph. Trade and Triumph, coming to Kickstarter in early March. You can find more information at playparagongames.com. They have a reel on Instagram, Mark, that I really like that shows the behind-the-scenes process of creating their playing cards, which is something we should be doing more of. So I really like that they have some behind-the-scenes footage. And you can find their Instagram, their Facebook, playparagongames.com. Okay, what are we working on?
This is probably our most current, in the moment, what are we working on ever? Because we're starting to think about playtesting and what our playtesting process will look like. And we're about to playtest for the first time a game that we've spent more than 15 minutes building. Are you ready to give it a play?
I've been ready.
Okay. I feel very strongly that when we playtest, we need to have some kind of metric or something that we're working on or looking for in the playtest. So while we play, I would really appreciate if you think about these two things. One, does the game feel mechanically like an Autobattler to you? You've played a handful of them. I've played a handful of them. So I really do want it to feel like that in paper form. And two, are there enough decisions in the game that make it interesting while you have this automated process for how we play?
Okay, that's my lens.
So we're going to start with a little draft. Five cards. I'm going to give you some time to read.
Yeah, and I have not seen, I do not know the rules of the game. Mark has got a, he's explaining it all. And I should say, I should add, like my supermarket game that we're going to play in 2 weeks, we really strip these down. We're pitching the early concept of the games.
Okay. So there are five cards here. We have a power puncher, a grappler, a volume striker, a power puncher, and a counter puncher. There are four categories of unit. Each one has advantage against one other type of unit, and each one is disadvantaged against a type of unit. You can kind of see it on the way that it's lined out with the cards. So, for example, power puncher is advantaged against volume striker and disadvantaged against a counter puncher. They have a number of hit points, which is how much damage they can take, and they have a designation for how much damage they do. So power puncher has 10 hit points and deals a d8 of damage. So you're going to draft one, I'm going to draft two, and then you're going to draft one. But I thought of it this way because it will allow each person to potentially choose into one advantage matchup.
Sure. And there's two power punchers, so I'm going to take the counter puncher.
Okay.
Do I grab it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So now I get to take two.
Also, they're playing with a ball. This is the counter puncher.
The software I use is not necessarily made for violence.
Okay.
It may or may not be an instructional
The power
software.
Puncher is really good.
I like the volume striker. So I get two choices. So I'm going to take grappler for one because it'll be advantaged against your
counter puncher. Wow, you hosed me. I didn't know you were getting two because you could take both of the ones that don't.
I thought I said that. I thought
you
it was,
totally got me.
You said that. Did I set it up badly?
Conned.
I don't believe that's true. Go back and listen to the audio. I'm pretty sure I said it was one, two, and one.
I don't listen very well sometimes. I'm the worst playtester. Okay. I'm going to live in that.
I think it'll be fine. Because I am, like, if I take Volume Striker, I am disadvantaged against the Power Puncher that you choose. So I'm curious. I do want to force you to take Power Puncher. Now,
yep.
You get to pick up your cards. You're going to establish your board face down. So you get to choose which piece fights first.
Now, there's not a mat right now. Is there, you know, because I think traditional auto battler, there's like five locations.
Or oh, yeah.
Six locations.
There will be five locations in this.
So how do I?
Where everybody will play left to right.
Left to right. Okay.
And we'll push forward the piece that's playing.
Okay.
So there'll be like an on deck and there'll be a in the octagon, so to speak.
Okay.
I'm trying really hard to stay away from like the flavor pieces, but they're going to creep in.
Sure.
We're each going to decide who goes, which your fighter that fights
yep.
will fight until they lose.
Okay.
And then introduce your next fighter.
Okay.
I establish my row. Jason establishes his row. So now we're going to reveal our first fighter.
Power puncher.
Push them forward. So I led with volume striker. Volume striker and power puncher go into the octagon in the middle.
Yep.
Now they're going to fight simultaneously. This is that predetermination, right?
Yep.
You're advantaged against... Oh, no, there's a typo. You're advantaged.
It's okay.
So your die upgrades. So you're going to upgrade to a D10 from a D8. It's the advantage of Power Puncher into Volume Striker.
Okay. Oh, and I like that.
I'm disadvantaged against Power Puncher, so my even rolls will miss and won't deal damage. So we're going to roll. We roll simultaneously.
I rolled a 5.
I rolled 7. It's evens that miss. So Jason takes 7 damage.
Ooh.
And I take 5.
So I only have one health left.
Yep.
You've got 3.
We roll again.
Roll again.
Volume Striker is probably too good.
I roll a 5.
I also rolled a 5.
Oh, I needed you to roll an even. Because you would have missed and then I would have. So what happens here?
Interesting, we both KO.
We knock each other out.
Yep.
There's no carryover. There's no like residual. It's just these two are off the board.
Yep.
Okay.
So these clear. There's a draw.
Do I?
You're going to set them aside because your team is going to stay. You'll get to rebuild your team.
Yep.
And we're going to reintroduce our next fighter.
Counterpuncher.
And I have grappler.
Disadvantage against the grappler. So I'm playing from behind here.
Yep. And the advantage for Grappler is I get 2 damage rolls to your 1 roll.
Wow. Hurts. I'm going to need some help.
Well, I'm going to smash.
1 is not going to do
it. I rolled a 7.
I rolled a 1.
So you take
7. So yeah, that puts me to 1 7. HP.
I take 1. And then we're going to go again.
Okay. 6. I like Ooh. It.
7. So I knock you out. Yep. Grappler wins.
Yep.
So I
stays
have,
alive.
Just like in an auto battler, whoever has a last piece standing
yep.
kind of wins that round. We're playing to, it's a best of 5.
Okay.
So I won round 1.
So you get a token.
And now we're going to introduce new characters.
And I will say already that felt like the basics of an auto battler. You drafted characters, you put them up, they fought against the other team, and there was a one person left standing and they get the round point or however it works.
We're going to introduce 3 new characters. The winner of the round gets to pick first.
Oh, I disagree with that strategy.
Why? You get information about what I'm adding to my team.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I did think like it's a way to try to give a way to catch up.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in your Kickstarter already.
I'm going to add a counterpuncher to my team.
So I think I want the volume striker because it has an advantage against your grappler if I can get him to line up. So then it's going to be like trying to determine where you're going to put your people in this lineup.
Yeah.
I like it.
So we drafted our new character and now we're in fight camp. So we're going to introduce our extra effects.
Oh, this is like more than I even thought. I thought we'd just play this out. You got effects now.
Yeah. It's like spells in the digital games that we've played.
You've done homework.
You get to look at 2 and you're going to add 1 to your strategy. Ooh, I'm already doing a bad job of thinking through. I think I have to take that. So now we go through and we're going to do it again. So you get to reestablish your order. You can change it just like you could in a regular digital auto battler.
Got it. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about how Mark is going to lay out his 3 cards. It's public information. I know which ones he has. That's something you do have to kind of retain in the game. I wonder if there's like in the future, like a tracker. So you don't always have to like juggle it in your head.
Oh yeah.
Where you could just a little thing you slide that tells you what Mark's team could potentially be.
Sure. So I laid mine out. You laid yours out. I have my strategy separate. You have your strategy separate.
Battle and sound effect.
Dun, okay. dun, 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 dun.
Oh. Oh. All right. So
this just be even, right?
I threw a volume striker out. We don't have an advantage or disadvantage against you. So it's just a straight roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is 2 d4s.
Yep. And I'm fighting on a d6, which.
I'm at an advantage. 2 d4s, right? I can roll an 8. You can only roll a 6.
Yep. That's true. If I had a strategy, I could.
Although there's probably some math that might say the odds of me rolling an 8 is lower than.
If we were in a world where we'd be really balancing these, we'd have to do some fancy math, I'm sure.
Of course.
But I have a suspicion that the 2d4 is too good. But I'm great at rolling dice.
I roll the 5, Mark rolled a 6. Come on.
Got him.
So I take 6.
I took 6. I took 5. I'm also noticing, like, I do want the fights to be quick.
Yeah.
But we might need a little bit more HP on the characters. I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 6. We're going to knock each other out.
Yep.
Okay.
So those clear. And then we're going to introduce our next fighter.
Power puncher.
Volume striker.
You have a disadvantage against
him. Disadvantaged.
Yeah.
So my odd roll, my even rolls miss. And you get to fight at advantage, which isn't on the card, but you get to roll a d10 instead of a d8.
5.
Ooh, I rolled an even. I rolled a 4. So I miss.
Yeah, I like it.
So I got thwumped.
Thumped.
Here we go.
Again.
Ooh, I rolled another even.
I rolled an 8.
So Jason
power puncher.
Power
wrecked.
Punch is pretty good.
Wrecked you.
Oh no, and my counter puncher is gone already? This is terrible. All right.
Because your grappler.
Yep. So your Jason's power puncher stays.
No damage on it.
And I have to introduce grappler. I'm scared. Jason hasn't even used his special effect. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, haven't needed it.
I rolled a 4.
Oh, I rolled a 0.
Power puncher is pretty good. That's a 10.
Oh.
That's a 10.
But I can only roll a...
You got a damage upgrade because you're fighting advantaged, right?
I'm not fighting an advantage.
Oh, sorry. You rolled a d8.
Yeah, we got to switch
Jason's
my die.
Jason's cheating.
Yeah.
I still rolled a 4.
5.
5. All right. I took 5 damage. You took 4.
Okay.
We're going to go again.
3.
I also rolled a 3. So...
Ooh.
All right.
Nice. I stayed alive.
So Jason wins that
round.
So yeah. Jason gets a coin.
Coin. All right. So
you get to keep your effect.
Keep my... Effect.
Everything builds, right? So like in an auto battler online, like things scale way more than we're going to be able to account for.
Yep.
So the way that we're going to scale is essentially you'll just have more options in your bag of tricks. So we're going to introduce three new units. Jason picks first because he won.
Power puncher, counter puncher, volume striker. Mark's got a mix of cards. I'm thinking about what my advantage is that you don't know. So it's like, I want to leave cards out there for you too.
Yeah,
so it's like, I purposely don't pick the card I want you to pick. I'm hoping.
Sure.
If I take power puncher, then you can take counter puncher. That gives you an advantage against two of my cards. So that's not great. There's a lot to think about for just a few words written on this card in terms of strategy. I'm going to take the counter puncher. Fall into my trap.
Yeah.
Fall into my trap.
I don't know. I'm just going to take another volume striker.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think that means I didn't fall into the trap.
No, he fell. Mark, cover your ears for a moment. He fell into the trap.
Same idea. We're going to get two more. We're going to look at two. We're going to look at two camp tactics and get to add one.
But I can only cast one per round, right? So this is the one I'm not going to take.
One per fight. I guess I don't want to randomize my things. I want to... All right.
We are strategizing and laying them out.
I hope so. I've done a bad job of keeping track of what Jason has. I need the aid. I need the game aid that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I led with grappler.
Oh, volume striker. Oof.
So I'm at disadvantage. So I'm going to, I have to roll a d4 instead of a d6.
And I get to roll two d4s.
You're going to murder me.
Ideally.
Because you get to roll two rolls to one for.
So I get to roll four d4s?
Yeah. So I do think there's a.
Yeah, for sure. There's a little bit of imbalance there.
I think it's more a question of like how much HP we should be playing with. I do want, like, you want that feeling of like, oh, I ran into a lopsided matchup.
But you don't want 40 hit points and like we're just constantly doing math and
right.
Dialing down the die.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So on this first one, I roll the four and then I get to go again.
So, yep. So I took four. Jason took two.
And then you took another seven.
Yep. So grappler unconscious. I introduce my next dude.
Yep.
Volume striker.
Yeah. Spell.
Yeah. So that's the function. This is before the fight.
Yep.
And so now you have an opportunity to play your. So you're fighting at advantage.
Yep.
So you get to roll 2-1, but I'm also rolling 2d4 now, so we'll see.
Oh, okay.
I rolled 5.
I rolled a 4 and a 4.
Oh, man, he got me. So I did some damage on my roll, and then I got thwumped. So my volume striker is down.
Nice. Good use of my spell.
Good job, coach. And I have to introduce a new fighter.
My volume striker's still going.
Counterpuncher. I don't have any disadvantage, so I will get through your dude this time. All right, I rolled a 4.
I rolled a four. You're my guy's out.
Counterpuncher's got a lot of work to do, but I think you have two power punchers, right?
Power puncher.
So I'm advantaged against power puncher, so my d6 turns into a d8 from the die upgrade, and you're fighting at disadvantage where your odds miss.
2.
All right, I rolled a 7.
That's good for
you. Catching up. I need you to roll a miss.
Oh, there it is. I rolled an odd.
I got a 2. Power puncher maybe too good on HP, but HP hasn't seemed like the issue here. I need you to roll a miss again, please.
Ooh, I missed again.
Counterpuncher, bringing it back.
Counterpuncher, yeah. Well.
All right, I'm using one of my spells.
Oh, I have here comes.
Fight counterpuncher at advantage.
Okay.
So let's make sure we're rolling the right. So I get to roll a D8 and you're rolling a D6. 6 and a 2.
So I take 6.
Yep, and my counterpuncher goes down.
Ooh, that's good.
He did good work, though.
Yep.
What's my last guy?
Power puncher.
Volume
striker. It's a volume striker. Mismanaged something in my head.
I rolled 2. 6.
Oh, so I'm out. You took 2.
It all comes down to this. Oh, I forgot you had a counter puncher.
So just straight again. Yeah, I actually thought my last one was power puncher.
I also thought your last one was power puncher.
I thought I had two power punchers.
I thought so too.
Yeah, no, I tricked myself.
All right, here we go.
4. All right.
I also rolled a 4.
Oh, we're going to knock each other out. 2.
3. I didn't knock you out. Nope. You got me.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. And nice. We have 8 hit points.
Nice.
Volume striker goes down. So we introduce again 3 characters.
And I've got to pick first. I'm going to take the grappler. I feel like in this situation, it just diversifies my team because your team is relatively spread out as well. It's not one thing.
Mm. I'm going to take another volume striker. We each get to look at 2 of our coaching abilities.
Coach. Easy decision there.
Yeah, it's probably bad for me. We are at the total number of units that we're going to have.
Yep.
There's two rounds where you fight at the full five in the game.
A little playmat would be nice where they go.
Yeah.
Like thinking about like, yep. you know, if there was a future version of this prototype,
mm-hmm.
having a playmat where you could set them.
I like your idea of having a tracker for what your opponent has.
It could probably just be on the playmat. You could just yeah. put something.
That's true if these four categories of characters never change. But like if there was a diversity in what kinds of grapplers there were, like if there was a submission artist and if there was a thrower right. and if there was a wrestler,
right.
then it becomes a little more complex to track on the tracker.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Because again, I did lean into like more simple. I was thinking yeah. a much more robust set of
sure.
characters initially. But I liked your guiding principle of be simple first.
Grappler. Let's go.
Volume striker.
Disadvantage. Two.
Those are D4s. I also rolled two, but I get another roll.
You get another roll, yeah.
Ooh. Four. And go again.
Yep. Three.
That's a four and a three.
That'll kill me.
You How took. Much damage did you do?
Three.
Three. All right. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Power puncher.
Oof. All right. Now I'm disadvantaged against power puncher.
So I roll a D10.
But.
Oh.
I'm going to go. I fight power puncher at advantage. So my odds will miss, but I get to roll 2-1.
Okay.
Or.
Because it doesn't change for me. I still get to roll my D10.
Yeah. Nothing changes for you.
Okay.
I have to think about that because, like, do my evens still miss?
Because you're not at disadvantage.
Right.
You're fighting at advantage, so I don't think you're at a disadvantage.
So I should just get to roll 2-1.
Then am I at advantage, right?
I think you still get to keep your advantage because it's like I'm the volume. I'm going to get into like the flavor of it, right? Like, I trained to fight a power puncher.
One of the things that the spell could have been is negates disadvantage.
Oh,
right, as
ignore
a spell.
Disadvantage.
Right, just ignore. I think that would be clear text because you're right. This is very open-ended. So however you want to play it is I'm fine with it.
Let's play it that we both get to roll with our advantage rule.
Okay.
And I'd have to, in a future playtest, I'd have to consider more closely, like, what does it mean when you are able to change advantage?
Right.
All right.
Okay.
We'll both roll at advantage. So I'm rolling 2-1 and you're rolling a D10.
Five.
I rolled a six. Oh, but I'm out, so I'm not going to get my extra roll.
Oh, I like that.
I think that tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't get the roll again if
yeah.
you got knocked out.
Yep. But you do take six. Volume Striker did good work. Here comes Volume Striker number two.
Wapow.
Oh, no.
Spells.
Now I have to fight at disadvantage because I don't have another another thing. My evens miss.
Four.
I rolled a three.
Four. Three takes me to nine.
As long as I don't miss this time, I'll get through your power puncher.
Ooh, 10. Four. You got
That's
me.
An even.
Oh.
I missed. Power puncher. Pa-pow.
Too strong.
I thought Volume Striker was going to be the broken one. All right. I got to introduce another fighter. Counter puncher.
Ah, three.
Ah, counter puncher. Pa-pow.
Too strong.
I don't know about that.
All right. Counter puncher. But, oh, yeah, that's like who play. I see you looking over at your spells. Who has to play first?
Mine does.
Who has to play first?
I think you're still incentivized, right?
I'm going to fight you at an advantage.
You're going to fight at an advantage. Oh, no.
Hacks.
Jason's a cheater. He doesn't play enough D&D.
Three.
All right, I rolled a five.
Dice are confusing.
I took three.
Now you rolled 2-1, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I get another one.
Ouch. Four.
So got him.
Got me. But that goes away now for this next fight.
Yep.
Can I take your card out and see what the magic card under... Oh, yeah. An instant. I just do...
lightning bolt?
Just lightning bolt to that. Mark's cards are sleeved in my magic cards.
This is fine.
Volume striker. Advantage grappler. Just, no, so it's just a straight...
Yep, just a straight fight.
2d4s for me.
Here we go. I'm on a d6.
Ooh, I hit you for six.
Oh, I only got you for two. So I go down. Then I have to introduce a new fighter.
Oh, I get the advantage here. I get a 2-1 on... these guys.
Yep. I'm a... Oh, wow. That's brutal. And I have to damage downgrade.
To a d4?
Yep.
Yeah. It's great.
I love
this game. I rolled a 3 the first time.
I rolled a 1. Still in it.
Go to 7.
Oh, I can't knock you out, and I definitely go down.
4.
I rolled a 2.
I go to 5.
Yep. And I go down. Volume Striker.
Volume Striker, Volume Striker. You do not have a Power Puncher. I keep thinking you do.
I thought I played most of my game thinking you had two Power Punchers.
All right.
So we both rolled 2d4s. Yeah.
Hit you for 4.
I rolled that's a 4 and that's a 2. I rolled 6. You said you hit for 4?
Yep.
All right. I need to get very lucky.
Okay. So I roll a d6.
Yep. And I get my 2d4s. I got a chance.
4.
I rolled a 5. Oh, gotcha. But I go down.
Got him.
All right. I'm dead. How'd I do? Does it feel, one, is it mechanically similar enough to an auto battler that it feels like one to you?
It is. I think you did a pretty good job of trying to capture an auto battler. I was making decisions in the same way that I would playing an auto battler, thinking about who I'm going to be playing against, how I want to line up my cards. And for me, the hurdle in my head, because we've been playing auto battlers for a while, has always been, but on board, how would you manage all this damage? I think that's the biggest hurdle to that, because the best part about the auto battler, Mark, is auto. Is auto. It does everything for you. You don't have to worry about, mm-hmm. Tracking damage, because you don't have to manage the math behind it. And I think you did a really good job of that using the dice. I know you talked about wanting to make health maybe a little bit higher. I don't know yet. It's certainly something you would test next, right? You would raise health to see. Now, I will say, when you pulled out dice, I was like, darn. Dice adds a lot of RNG to the game. Maybe I have the better team, but I kept rolling a 1 or a 2, and you roll a 6, and you beat me because of that. Catan's a really good example, where you can be playing Catan. I love playing Catan. I play it still on Colonist Online. But I will play that game all day. I'll play Catan all day. But 50% of the time, 50% of my day, I'll hate the game. And a lot of that is the dice rolls didn't line up in that game. The sample size was so small. But what I'll say is, I didn't feel that at all here. I enjoyed the versatility of switching between the 4-sided die, the 6-sided die, the 8, the 10. I feel like there was enough rolling where, because if we roll one time, totally random, right? Like anything can happen. The more you roll the die, the more it comes into the bell curve. The bell curve.
Or your standard distribution, I guess.
The dice didn't hold me back, and I thought they were.
I'd be really curious. Again, this is literally playtest number one game. I think I would argue that your team was built better, and I think you positioned your team better. Part of the advantage-disadvantage goal was to make more space where, you should win your advantaged fights. But you get that little bit of randomness because I'm dipping in, you'll have to indulge me, because I did, the more I worked on this, the more I was how do I make it nice and flavorful? I'm going to have names for all of the coaching tactics, good footwork and takedown defense and these little pieces that add a little bit of character to the game. But I also wanted to have that element of some, your power puncher might be disadvantaged against the counter puncher, but it's still just in MMA land, it only takes that one haymaker. And so I do want that feel, and I do think the dice on some level lend itself well to that. And that would be something that we could go to and think about next is what do the math models for the game look like? And is there enough spread, and do the advantage and disadvantage factors move the models enough to kind of get the proportions that I would want in the game?
I would want to continue to explore this game. At first, I felt like, oh, it's just Rochambeau. The counter puncher is good against the power puncher, but loses against the grappler. But I didn't feel that way when I was playing. I felt like there was really always a chance, even though I was disadvantaged at times, I could make, a hero roll to get back in it. And I thought the coaching thing, the things that we call the spells, added a lot of extra decision points for me to... And I realized one of the ones I took, you didn't even have that card. In my head, I tracked it wrong. So one of mine, I couldn't even play.
Which one did you take?
I took Power Puncher fights at a disadvantage.
Oh yeah, I didn't draft a single Power Puncher.
But, I lost track of that along the way. Mm-hmm. So there was definitely some mental juggling going on playing that game, which I think is good. You want a game that has strategy, right? You don't want to play Candyland.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice segue into the second thing that I asked you to look at. Did you feel like your decisions in the game were meaningful?
Yeah.
Were they interesting? Were they meaningful? Did they feel like they affected the outcome of the game for you?
And the biggest piece there was like lining up, trying to anticipate where you were going to put certain characters, including the ghost power puncher. I kept trying to play around. But trying to figure out if you were going to put your volume striker first or your grappler first was interesting. And then to the level that I was thinking, okay, let's say I'm wrong. Let's say I put my volume striker out, but he puts the card that has the advantage against it. What card is that? Okay, my second card has to be the one that has advantage against his next one. So that was the level at which I was thinking was, okay, if I lose this, what am I going to lose to? And then make sure I have something next that is either at even or above that one.
Yeah.
Pro, right?
Seems cool.
Now, out of curiosity for you, you created this game. And to hear me, you know, this is your first time you've really had someone play test the game. Oh, you did Word Warpers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Our first one-page game. What's it like having somebody play your game? And, you know, you're now Leonie. You're now, we're ready to kickstart this.
I don't believe that's true.
Because we asked this question to Leonie. We said, what's it like watching people play test your game?
I mean, it does feel really cool.
Yeah.
It feels really cool. You know, there were a lot of things that came up that I was like, oh, like I wish I had considered that a little bit more. You know, it would be very easy to be like, oh, I just didn't have the time. And like, I had spent a reasonable amount of time putting together what I thought was the first game. Like I had my flow chart. I had a grid that outlined what the things were. I had a plan for how to distribute the effects. And so running into things like, oh, I didn't think like what happens when someone plays their coaching tactic that gives them advantage and the other person plays the one that makes their opponent's character play at disadvantage. I didn't have the foresight to see those corner cases. And I don't know. And maybe that's just like a good learning from the playtest.
Oh, I don't think you were supposed to yet. I think that is the process. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to know how that game is going to fully operate on the first playtest.
Okay. So maybe I'm being a little bit overcritical.
Yeah, you did great.
All right. That's nice of you to say. I had fun. I think of the three games that I pitched when we did our initial pitches, like Nightmare Smashers was kind of the least one because I was like, I don't want to make a children's game, but you really wanted a board game.
That one, to me, it was the most interesting.
But my personal interest of the three that I pitched would have been Trick-Taking Game for Tricksters.
I just want to keep saying that.
I do just want to keep saying it. But I like that style of game. And so I was like, Auto Battler will be cool because it's like common interest. And I think it serves the purpose well of being a mechanics first kind of game. But I think I'm pleasantly surprised at what the play experience was like for me personally.
And I'm glad you didn't focus on the theme. That was something that I'm trying to do in my game, in that I can imagine this not with MMA, right? I can imagine this with wizards and giants and elves. I can imagine this with ocean creatures fighting each other. I can imagine this with space aliens. The concept works for any of those. You could skin this so many different ways, but the mechanic, the thing that you focused on is the thing that is driving this. And it felt like an auto battler. And that is what we were trying to do with this playtest, was just, let's create something that feels like an auto battler. And as I said, like I would continue exploring this. It's just, even if we don't, because this is the hard part now, right? On the next show, we're gonna play my game. We're gonna play the supermarket game. And then we're gonna think about, okay, we can't make both. Where do we wanna go? And I will say, regardless of what we do, exploring the auto battler is like something we should really consider. We should make some pieces for the team.
I have the PDF. I can send it to everybody and maybe write the rule, like write a first pass of the rules.
That would actually be really cool if that was a way to print and play this for people. Again, not with any, this is like a polished product, but just, hey, try what Mark and I tried. We'll give you the cards that we used. We'll give you like the base set of rules. Give it a try. How does it feel?
Yeah, I'll revise the PDF. There's some typos and things that need to come out, and maybe I'll write a first pass of the rules.
Love it.
Thank you. Did you have fun? I forgot. Like, I feel like that's the question you need to ask at the end of everything, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I was having fun. Not even just because I won. And I don't know, like, it's hard to, I'm having fun with the process. There's two aspects of this. You and I are into our fifth episode. We started with absolutely nothing in front of us. I'm having fun that we have things in front of us, that we're playing a game that you created that is unique. That part is really fun for me. So even if the game wasn't interesting, I'm still having fun. So I do have to kind of like separate that a little bit and say that it really didn't matter to me whether, like, again, whatever's on this card, wasn't a big deal. Could have been a shark fighting a octopus, but I did enjoy the decisions. I did enjoy trying to figure out what you were doing so that I could counter it.
Cool. What's next?
Well, on the next episode, we are going to be playing Supermarket Game, formerly Checkout. Supermarket Game is all I've come up with so far.
I like the name. Supermarket Game.
Stuck in line. Oh, you like that?
I like that.
Pointing at me. I've made all of the wrong decisions in life. I wish I was over there. Oh, God.
I wish I was over there. I really like I wish I was over there.
So, Supermarket Game, or I wish I was over there. We're going to do the same thing. It's going to be the same type of episode. We are going to talk a little bit about what went into creating the game, and then you and I are going to play it for the first time.
I'm stoked.
We'll see. Currently, there's no way to win the game.
We'll figure it out.
Hopefully.
The Misplay Podcast is brought to you by Mike C., Missy, JP Savard, Parney, Kyle Flowers, Oddjoes, Brian. Consider donating at patreon.com/themisplay. If you'd like to become a featured sponsor of the show, find our FAQ in Discord.
I think Catan's a really... Why am I even redoing in a cold open? There's the outtake.
It's a warm open now. It's a warmed up open.
Catan's a good example because